Thank you so much. So today we are going to lay the foundation to becoming a divine alchemist. You know, we hear about divine alchemy as being something very much out of reach or something that is only available to a select few. But the truth is, it's available to all of us, and it's very close. It's actually much closer than the mind could have ever thought or comprehended. And so what we need to do is just create a few powerful steps and foundations so that we can become the divine alchemists of our lives again. So the first foundation to becoming a divine alchemist is to understand the mind and really understand its purpose so that it can begin to align harmoniously with our spirit self, the universal part of ourself. And when it does that, then it's going to work with us instead of sometimes feeling like it's working against us. So can we have the divine I Am presence within each of us? Give us the highest wisdom, knowledge, understanding of what the mind is. If you want that, say yes. And for those who are energetically sensitive or you would like to receive this healing on a deeper level, I want you to imagine from the highest sky possible this beautiful opening. And through this opening, there's this rainbow, or it can be your favorite color of the rainbow, waterfall of light, liquid light, just pouring down from the highest sky and surrounding and entering your energetic space, your auric field, and just entering the top of the mind, the top of the head, going through the face, down the shoulders, down the arms and the fingertips, down the chest and the stomach, the hips, the knees, the calves, the feet, and just anchoring itself into the earth. And know in the back of your mind that this light is supporting you with receiving this healing in the highest and best way for you, in the most gentle way. So if you would like to just see that and feel that with each question that I ask you, and if you are energetically sensitive, this will support you in allowing yourself to feel it on a deeper level. So give me 1 second so that we can go back to receiving that higher understanding of what the mind is. And if you want that, just say yes. For any time the mind forgot its role, its true role, and its true purpose, can we have the I Am presence, that universal energy within each of us, show the mind on a conscious and subconscious level all the lessons, the gifts, the teachings it was meant to learn from those times that it may have forgotten its purpose and what it's really here to experience and be? If you want that, say yes. And so for all those times that the mind forgot its true nature, and so when the mind forgets, it taps into the energies of fear and lack and limitation and all of those things, the doubts, all of those are just the mind forgetting its true self. So when it forgets, it starts to feed into that, and then it creates a very survival type of way of being. So anytime the mind may have gone down this path, can we show the mind all the gifts, the teachings, the blessings that it was meant to learn from those experiences? If you want that, say yes. And sometimes one part of the mind will say, well, there was no lessons in that for me. There was no blessings in going through the hardship and the forgetting of who we really are. Well, even so, even if the mind thinks that there was no blessings, can we show it how to be open and available to recognizing that maybe there was, so that it can make peace with the past and the times that it forgot itself and come back to true remembrance? If you want that, say yes. Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. And release. All those times where the mind felt like it had to be in control, it had to be in charge, that it had to keep you safe and protected through fear, through worry, lack, hesitation, limitation, all those things. Can we heal any trauma that is still in your space, your vibration, from those experiences? Can we release any of that trauma that may still be in your space and creating more of those experiences for you? If you want that, say yes. Can we show the mind that it's not losing anything by letting go of the trauma, but actually gaining everything? If you want that, say yes. Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in and release. Can we make this trauma clearing available to the minds of all of your ancestors, past, present, future, so that they too can let go of that trauma identity and step into their true self once and for all? If you want that, say yes. Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. And release. Any resentments, rejections, regrets, guilt, shame, grief, blame, or anything similar that you may have tapped into or connected with when you forgot your true self, when the mind forgot its true nature, can we go ahead and pull, clear, heal, release, resolve all of those energies from your energy field once and for all? And from the conscious and subconscious mind. If you want that, say yes. Can we show the mind how to function, how to thrive, how to operate outside of those frequencies now? If you want that, say yes. And if you find yourself in those vibrations for any reason, can we show you how to quickly recognize that that's just your mind forgetting its true nature, that you don't really have to go into that story anymore, and quickly move out of it without judging yourself, others, or the universe through the process? If you want that, say yes. Very good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. And release. Excellent. So, now, any vows, obligations, oaths, contracts, responsibilities, traditions that you have taken, any religious patterns that you have taken on, preventing you from allowing the mind to remember its true nature, its true purpose, can we go ahead and pull, clear, heal, release, resolve all of those patterns from their first point of conception, whichever lifetime that may have occurred? If you want that, say yes. Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in and release. And so, can we have the mind receive the highest understanding, wisdom, knowledge of what safety really is and how to keep itself safe in a way that is open and fluid and connected to remembering who you really are and what its true purpose really is? If you want that, say yes. Can we show it that it's possible to experience this connection of remembering who you really are and still feeling safe and knowing how to keep itself safe at the same time? If you want that, say yes. In fact, can we download you with what it feels like in your cells, in your molecules, what it feels like, looks like, tastes like, smells like, sounds like, to feel safe and still remember who you really are at the same time? Isn't it interesting as we start to remember who we are, then we know that we have always been protected, even when the mind thought otherwise. But when we start to forget and we go into that space of trying to control everything and trying to make everything be a certain way, that's when we are not listening to our spirit, and we are now completely going into that space of hardship and challenges and all these things that we really, at this point in time, don't really need to experience anymore. There was a time where we needed to go through that, but now we can let that go. We can retire that and step into a new path of ease and grace and joy and fulfillment and love and all of the above or something greater. So if you want that, go ahead and say yes. Good. Any generational, historical influences that may still be blocking us from fully remembering who we really are, remembering our true nature, can we go ahead and release those patterns now? Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. Excellent. And let's take another deep breath in. Good. All right, now, can we have the I am presence within each of us show us the difference between controlling our life and creating our life? Can we go ahead and do that now? Any other patterns and traditions that we have to having to be in control, having the mind to always be in control, can we show us all the lessons once and for all, make it so that we've learned them now, so that we don't have to recreate that pattern of always having to be in control? Because honestly, it's quite exhausting, isn't it, when we always have to be in control and have to make everything happen the way that we want it to happen. You know, when we let that go, we open ourselves to such blessings, so many miracles outside of what we thought was even possible, and we wouldn't have experienced that if we were always trying to be in control. So can we show the mind that it's not losing anything by letting go of control, but actually gaining everything by being the co-creator of your life? If you want that, say yes. See, the mind just wants to be acknowledged, and it just wants to know that it's your co-pilot. Your spirit is what's creating everything. And if the mind works with it as one, then it's going to start showing up in your reality with more ease and grace. It's not just going to become wishful thinking. It's going to literally show up in our lives. But when we are thinking that, well, I have to either not allow the mind to have anything to do with it, or I'm going to have to protect myself in a way where my mind's doing everything, then it's going to start getting really challenging. So we're not trying to get rid of the mind. We want to acknowledge the mind. We want to thank it. We want to really be grateful for what it is doing for us in its realm of understanding, and then let it know that it is our co-pilot, that it is working to co-create our life, and that it doesn't have to let go of that. Can we go ahead and show the mind all of this in the highest and best way? If you want that, say yes. So I want you to imagine your mind right now as a 3-year-old version of yourself. And I want you to see that mind standing in front of you. And I want you to go ahead and kneel down to the eye level of that little child, and I want you to open your arms wide with a full embrace, letting that child know that you love it. So I want you to repeat after me. I love you. I appreciate you. I am so grateful for all that you have done for me. I am always here. You are supported. You are acknowledged. You are loved. And go ahead and just see the you now embracing that little child. And see that little child placing their head on your shoulder and just letting them know all of these things, that you love this child, that you appreciate this child. Go ahead and do that now. Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. And release. And so I want you to see yourself now, once you feel that completion has occurred with that little child that is you, I want you to say, you know, to this little child, just let it know, whether it's verbally or telepathically, let it know that you are always by their side. And go ahead and just hold their hand and just see them standing next to you. This is your mind. And you yourself now are representing the spirit. So we want to unite the spirit and the mind. They are here to work harmoniously together. So can we go ahead and have the divine I Am presence within each of us show the mind how to work harmoniously together, how to be aligned with the spirit? If you want that, say yes. All those times where the mind thought that spirit let it down, that it abandoned it, can we show the mind what really was happening instead of what it thought was happening? If you want that, say yes. See, our spirit has always been here, 100%, 150%, completely supportive, completely available. But what has happened is that the mind forgot. And when it thought that the mind was letting it down, it actually had nothing to do with spirit letting it down, but it had everything to do with the mind forgetting itself to such a degree that it started letting itself down. Does that make sense? Just think about that right now. So really, the spirit has always been here. And it is so loving, it's so unconditionally loving, that it gives the mind the freedom to be, choose, do, have everything that it wants. So if we want to experience more ease and grace and flow, then we have to allow the mind to work with the spirit. But if it's wanting to stay in that space of challenges and hardships and all of that until it learns the lessons to get back into connecting with spirit, well, we have every right to do that too. And that's how much spirit loves us, that it allows us to do that, gives us that space, that availability to do that. Those of us who are parents or who have, you know, pets or whatnot, we have that knowing. When we give that space, that child or that pet freedom, it thrives. And it allows itself to make some of those seeming mistakes that it needs to, so that it can come back into remembering its true nature. And when we are loving and kind, and we're not trying to force and we're not trying to fix and do all of these things, but we are just an unconditional loving support system, we can be caring, we can be here when they need us. But when we are trying to do it all and fix it all and make it all happen, then we push that child away. But when we are loving and supportive and embracing, it comes back. So can we show us how to do that for the mind and what will happen when we do? Very good. And can we extend this healing to all of our ancestors so that they too can do that for themselves? Good. That was the piece that was feeling like it needed to show up today so that we can really allow the mind to work harmoniously together with the spirit. So now can we have the mind show itself how to and why to begin working with the spirit in the highest and best way and show it that it's not taking anything, nothing is being taken away from it, but that it's gaining everything. If you want that, say yes. Okay, so now the mind is coming up and asking, well, what is my purpose then? What do I really do? So can we show the mind what its purpose is? Okay, so the purpose of the mind is simply to recognize itself as the observer. And it does that through the gift of sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, connection, intimacy, recognition, processing information. So all of those things are part of the purpose, which if we simplify, is simply to be the observer. So can we show the mind how to let go of those patterns of being the survivor and the person who has to be in that survivor mentality and the fight or flight, and actually move into more of that observer, the neutral state, where it can thrive? If you want that, say yes. So it's interesting because that thing that it was resisting most, which is, you know, being free and being full and acknowledging itself as being neutral and processing this life in a beautiful way, which is really what we're here to do, that's what the mind was resisting most. It was going into the fear, it was going into the lack. Well, because those are just learned behaviors. It's not the mind. It's just learned behaviors of the mind. So when we can unlearn those behaviors and remember what the mind's true purpose is, just to observe, just to experience a beautiful sunrise or a fragrance of a flower or a kiss from a romantic partner, all of those things are part of the mind's purpose. Can we show you how to recognize that, acknowledge it, and what will happen when you do? Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. There's a lot of releasing happening. There's a lightness unfolding. Good. So I want you to check in with yourself right now just to see how you feel towards the mind. Does it feel more easy and graceful to love it and embrace it? And remember now, in that vision that you had, your mind is that 3-year-old and you're holding their hand. They're right next to you all the way. So the mind's not losing anything. So it's always with you. And when it knows that, then it's going to support you and not try to do everything it can to protect itself. So just check in with yourself right now to see how you feel towards the mind. And if there's any other resistance, hesitations, excuses, fears, blocks that you may have created around connecting with your mind in this way, can we release that once and for all from its first point of conception? And can we extend that to our ancestors? If you want that, say yes. Can we show the mind that you, the true spiritual universal self that is you, is always supporting it, loving it, guiding it every step of the way? If you want that, say yes. Good. Can we download the mind with what it feels like, looks like, tastes like, smells like, sounds like, to have a strong, healthy, connected relationship with your spirit? Good. Can we show the mind how much more of itself it's going to connect with when it connects with your spirit? Good. Can we show the mind how to be open and available to the insights, the wisdom, the knowledge that your spirit is sharing with you on a daily basis? And can we show the mind how to be open and available to the miracles and blessings that the spirit is supporting you with, that is giving you on a daily basis. Good. Go ahead and stretch your arms up above your head as high as they can go, wiggling your fingers to the sky. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Good. Arms wide open, palms facing up. Repeat after me. I love my mind. I am grateful for my mind. And so it is. Good. Go ahead and just bring your arms back to your sides, relaxing. Take a deep breath in. Shake it out for me a little bit before we go into the next foundation. Good. Wiggling your fingers and toes, getting back into your body. Relax. Take a nice deep breath in. And release. Good. All right. So the first foundation was all about understanding the mind, what it is, what its purpose is. So now we know that it's the observer. We moved out of control. We stepped into creating our lives. We made peace with the mind. The mind made peace with us so that we can work harmoniously together as one, so that we can become the divine alchemists of our life. So the next foundation is to release the need to believe anymore. So this is very interesting because, you know, especially in teachings of law of attraction and all of that, we're taught to believe, believe, believe. I don't know about you, but I feel that, and I share the word believe in many of my posts and things like that, but sometimes, and actually this has been happening the past year, I've really understood that, well, if we're trying to believe something, on some level, it's reaffirming or insinuating to the mind that there's a part of it that just doesn't believe. So it has to believe. So if it's not believing, then, well, you know, then it's never going to happen. So when we let go of the need to believe anymore and simply allow ourselves to just know and understand how we can connect more with that knowing, and I'll talk about that in a moment, that's when we start creating the kind of reality we want for ourselves. So believing is just the mind's way of trying to give itself some kind of proof that it can really experience the desires it really wants. And we don't need that proof because it's all around us. It's already happening. You are the proof. The fact that you're here is the proof. You see? So when we move out of believing and more into a state of knowing, our deepest desires experience and desired experiences will unfold with much more ease and grace. So how do we start moving into a state of knowing? Well, every cell of our body has actually already been gifted with this ability of how to know what's in alignment for us or not. And this gift is called feeling. Isn't that interesting? So we already, in ourselves, we already have this gift that gives itself information. Oh, it's feeling. Does this feel expansive? See, feeling is not a reaction. And I've often shared this. Feeling is not a reaction. An emotion is usually a feeling with a reaction attached to it. And it's something that usually happens where you're in survival mode, or you're, you know, not operating from within, but you're kind of allowing something that seems to be outside of you to dictate how you're going to react. That's more of an emotion, and we want to honor those because they bring us back to the feeling state. But a true feeling is a neutral understanding outside of the realm of good or bad, right or wrong, you know, all those judgments that sometimes the mind likes to make. It's outside of that. It's just a deep, neutral understanding of what is or is not in resonance for us. So it's just a neutral understanding of what is or is not in resonance for us. So that's all that feeling is. When we simply, when we simplify everything and make every decision and feeling, when we make every decision on the feeling, even if it doesn't necessarily make sense to the rational mind, that's when we start to align with the most fulfilling kind of life and most fulfilled kind of experience for ourselves. So when we simplify everything and make every decision on what feels in alignment and let go, even if those times where the mind's like, well, I don't know if this is right or not. Well, we don't need to know that. All we need to know is, does this feel expansive? Does it feel heart-based? Does it feel connecting to us? Or does it do the opposite? If it makes us feel expansive, go for it. If it makes you feel good, go for it. If it makes you feel in resonance, go for it. So when we do that, when we connect with this part of ourself, the knowing, that's the way that your spirit, that's the way our spirit is communicating through us, as us, through us. So can we have the divine I am presence within each of us? Give us the highest wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the difference between a knowing and a belief. Can we go ahead and do that now? In fact, knowing transcends belief. That's all that it is. So we, you know, believing can work for some people. It's great. And, you know, we get to a point where you believe enough and then it becomes a knowing. But if you're finding it hard to be in that energy of having to always believe in order to get that proof that you need, and it's not showing up, then I invite you to let go of that belief, the believing. So can we show you how to let go of the need to believe so that you can open yourself up to the knowing of what you desire, that it's already happening, that it's unfolding, and the knowing of who you are and what life is really about? If you want that, say yes. Can we show you how to know that life is here for you and has never, ever, ever, ever been against you? If you want that, say yes. Any time where your mind thought that life was here kind of making it hard for you, that it's not here for you, can we go ahead and release those patterns, show you what really was happening, and remove yourself from that matrix and into the knowing that life is always and will always continue to be here for you? If you want that, say yes. Think of the most nurturing, kind, loving being you've ever met. Think of that person. And now multiply that times a gazillion times another gazillion, and that's what the universe is to you. The universe is so loving, so nurturing, so unconditional with all that, that it allows us the freedom, again, to be, choose, do, have anything that we want in life. So when we can give ourselves permission to be that for ourselves, oh my gosh, can we show us how to do that? Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. Good, and release. If for any reason it starts to get confusing of, oh, what should I do? What is this? And what decision? All that. Can we show you how to simplify it and just literally allow it to be a feeling? Does this feel expansive? Does this feel constricting? And go off of your feeling, because when you do, that's when you're going to align with your greatest potential. Can we go ahead and do that? Can we show the mind that it can really be that easy and show you what it looks like when it is that easy? Good. Can we download you with what it feels like, looks like, tastes like, smells like, sounds like, to allow your feelings to guide your path? And if for any reason it starts to get hard or complicated, can we show you how to quickly recognize what's really happening and move back into the simplicity of things so that you can feel your way into your highest reality that you would like for your highest and greatest good? Very good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in and release. And again, a big part of knowing is trusting. And the way to understand if you are willing to trust or not is if you're feeling good about it. If it feels expansive, if it feels easy and graceful, then that's you trusting. But if you are feeling like you're questioning it and you're not sure, that's you not trusting. And so if you can think of a situation right now, let's say you have a new opportunity for a new job or a career that you want to create, or a friend that you haven't talked to in a while, you'll know the first thing, does this feel expansive or does it feel otherwise? If it feels expansive, trust that and allow that to be your guide. Oh, okay, let's go forward and pursue this. If not, then be willing to just lovingly put it aside until you can trust, it does feel good, and or you are being guided to another experience. So can we show you how to do that? Good. Take a deep breath in. And release. And so that was the second powerful foundation to becoming a divine alchemist, is to really let go of believing and step into the knowing and allowing yourself to be in that space of knowing so that you can create your ultimate reality. So the third and final for today foundation of becoming a divine alchemist is understanding what the source of everything is. Everything. People, places, things, experiences. What is the true source of it all? We've heard this, but a lot of us may be, the rational mind's like, well, I don't even know what that means. So, the source of everything is love. Everything that runs through our veins, through the trees, through the planets, through the universe and beyond, that energy, that invisible energy, but it's palpable, is love. When we are able to look past the illusions and understand that the root of all things is love, so when someone is seeming to do something not very nice and all of that, and we are able to look past that and see the truth of who they really are and what's really happening, we become the divine alchemist of our life. And of course, there's many ways to see past the illusion and see the truth of who people are, who we really are. First thing is compassion, which is not sympathy. Compassion is being able to love to such a degree so that you look past the illusion and see the truth of who they are. So that's true compassion. Sympathy is feeling sorry for someone and lowering your vibration so that you can take on their whatever they're going through and then you suffering and then they feel better. That's not true compassion. So when we are compassionate, we become the alchemist. That's if you only have compassion and you allow yourself to display compassion with yourself, with others, with all that is, you become the divine alchemist instantly. Miracles will follow you everywhere that you go. You will become one of the greatest healers known because you have transcended the illusion. Some other ways are gratitude, service, acts of kindness, meditation, connecting with nature. I mean, there's so many ways to really look past the illusion and connect with love. So whatever, any of these ways that you can connect with to support you with seeing the truth of where and what everything really comes from, what it really is, that it's love, can we go ahead and show you how to do that, why, and what will happen when you do? Good. And you see how this piece would have probably not been as easy for us to understand and tap into if we didn't make peace with the mind and show the mind that it is loved and accepted and understand what it's really here for and all that. But it is love too. And so we don't have to fight it anymore. And so now we can allow ourselves to be the love, to embody the love with more ease and grace. And if it's not easy because of the patterns and conditioning that we've been used to for so long, that's okay too. By us just acknowledging that we're willing to look past the illusion and be love, that is enough. And it's going to start setting that space for that to unfold. Can we show us how to do that, why, and what will happen when we do? Excellent. Go ahead and take a deep breath in and release. Good. Any resistance, blocks, hesitations, excuses, fears that the mind may have created to fully being able to understand and know that the source of everything is love, including you, your gifts, your talents, your process, your journey, all those people in your life, the universe itself, can we go ahead and clear all those blocks now? Can we show you how to begin acknowledging and seeing and paying attention to the love that is you and the love within others? Can we show you that it's safe? Can we show you that it's time? Can we show the mind how to feel comfortable moving into this direction? Good. Take a deep breath in, and can we extend all of this healing to our ancestors so if they would like it, they can receive it? Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in and release. And so any other blocks to becoming and recognizing and connecting with the divine alchemist within, can we go ahead and clear all of those blocks, past, present, future, yesterday, today, tomorrow, on all paradigms, lifetimes, experiences, seen, unseen, once and for all? Can we go ahead and remove all of those blocks now? Good. Can we show us how to reconnect with the divine alchemist within? Show us how to and why to recognize alchemy in action, divine alchemy in action, through our compassion, through gratitude, through service, through acts of kindness, through making peace with the mind, through acknowledging who and what life is really all about, where it comes from, what's connecting us all. Can we go ahead and do that now? Can we download us with what it feels like, looks like, tastes like, smells like, sounds like, at the core of our being, to become the divine alchemist we have always known ourselves to be? Good. So now that we are going to allow everything that we have co-created to be integrated. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And while I do that, I'm going to go silent for a few moments. And then I'm going to play some sound frequencies and music to support each of us in receiving this healing on a deeper level, at our core level. So it's just going to reinforce everything that we have co-created, and it's going to allow it to just go even deeper on a conscious, subconscious, physical, emotional, spiritual, mental level, or something greater. So if you want that, just say yes. And I'm going to go silent for a few moments as we integrate this, and then the music will start up, and then I will go ahead and close the session for today. So here we go. Welcome back, my friend. So go ahead and take a deep breath in and release. Go ahead and stretch your arms up above your head as high as they can go, wiggling your fingers to the sky. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Good, arms wide open, palms facing up. Repeat after me. I give myself full permission to receive this healing or something greater. And so it is. Breathe that in and bringing all those energetic blessings with your arms. Place them all over your heart. Just expressing gratitude. Thank you, universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Out of 7 billion people, we have connected in this way to create this greater expansion for ourselves and for humanity. We are so blessed. We are so thankful knowing that what we are grateful for expands. Breathe that in and release. Good. Gently opening your eyes, getting back into your body, back into your five senses, wiggling your fingers and your toes, getting into the sounds and the fragrances and the textures and the colors and the shapes all around you. Good. And take a deep breath in. And release. Feeling that space in between the space. And so, my beautiful friend, please make sure you are well hydrated today and tomorrow so that you allow this energy work to integrate with more ease and grace. And please also be mindful that your dreams may be a little bit more vivid and more clear over the next few nights. Just know that that's the processing going on that each of us does on our own, in our own time. And also, keep a little blessings or gratitude journal next to you so that you can really be mindful of the blessings no matter how large or small they seem, whether it's a feeling, whether it's a shift, an opportunity, something shifts. Go ahead and just really write that down so that it can register to the mind that, wow, things are shifting for me. And that will expand more of those blessings in your life. So my beautiful friend, it has been such an honor to serve you in this way today. It's so sacred to me. It's one of the most sacred things that I can think of to experience in my reality. So thank you. And I'm sending you a big, big hug and letting you know that it's just such a privilege to be here to stand next to you on this journey. So till next time, have a miraculous day. See you soon.